This is Brian Hansen for KCAW, and it's time for our weekly program on high school sports and activities in Sitka. Today we welcome Emma Brule. Emma is the president of the National Honor Society at Sitka High School. Good morning, Emma.
Good morning.
Emma, let's just go to the basics here. What is the National Honor Society?
The National Honor Society is an organization that is formed to recognize students in grades 11 and 12 that demonstrate in leadership, scholarship, what are the four? Leadership, scholarship, service, and character at Sitka High School. And our emphasis is on service.
Emma, is there a kind of a litmus test for getting qualifying of a grade point average that you're required to have?
The process is that a group of faculty at Sitka High School go through and look at individual students, look at their grade point average. They need a 3.5 or above, and to have 10 community hours, I believe, or more in the in service, and then attending weekly meetings.
Okay, it's weekly meetings, then. That's pretty.
Maybe bi-weekly.
Bi-weekly.
Yeah.
All right.
Depending on what we need to get done.
So when you got onto the Honor Society, did you have to fill out an application, or did someone come to you, or how does that happen?
So you get invited if you meet the requirements, and then you do have to fill out an application. There's some tricky questions on there. What do you think your role is in the high school? How do you think you exemplify these four characteristics at the school?
Right. So then you're the group of faculty members vote you on, and you become a member. And you start meeting on it. And what do you do during a course of a year as a member of the National Honor Society?
Well, the National Honor Society takes on a service project, which we put on the annual Polar Dip every year. So definitely the first semester is spent planning that, organizing that, getting a hold of people to help out, doing publicity for that. And then also, definitely throughout the year, we're just looking for service opportunities to get community hours in. So if you or your organization need bright young students to help you out with something, please send me an email or get a hold of Mr. Parsons, who is our advisor.
And how many members do you have in the National Honor Society at Sitka High?
This year is quite big, I think. There's about 25 this year, I believe.
Right. So you managed or put off the Polar Dip this year. I know that's where everybody jumps into the channel there. Tell us about what happened in that.
This year it was so cold because it was really windy, and I certainly was not in the water. But there was a really good turnout. I was really happy to see that. Lots of people in lots of crazy costumes, getting very, very cold. But we also had the fire department there, Sitka Community Hospital, the dive team. Wanted to shout out a little thank you again for being there and ensuring safety. Thankfully, no one got hurt. It was very successful.
Yeah, I saw it myself, and there was a lot of smiley faces, even though it was... It wasn't, wintertime snow cold, but you were right. The wind and the cold water made it pretty miserable for the people who got in.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. I mean, I would imagine that you kept a lot of people busy orchestrating because there was a big turnout of police, fire, rescue type of people, and you had to be there to provide services for people. So it was a busy, busy day and a busy planning process, I would imagine.
Certainly.
So, do you have any other type of projects for the National Honor Society coming up in this spring? Or
we just last Saturday we did the Science Day Miss Himshute puts on, and that is really popular. Another favorite is in the fall we do the craft and tea party, at UAS. And then upcoming, we're going to be helping out with the Chinese New Year. So those are our current goals, to get people involved. But certainly, I'd recommend anybody in the community that needs help, please let me know.
Well, you mentioned a couple of group projects that the National Honor Society has done. Do you do like private community service too? Just one member or a small group of members do something, or is it a group effort?
We do both, actually. Yeah. So if an individual needs community hours, they can do something that they are personally interested in, or they can participate with the larger group if we're all sort of planning something like the Polar Dip or other things.
That's great. Why don't you give us a little insight into what the National Honor Society has meant to you as far as performing this community work service, and what kind of enlightenment is provided, if any?
I think it's certainly a nice thing to be able to say. I think that's what it's about, is recognizing students. I think it's nice to be recognized, but on the other hand, I think it's also great to be part of something that's really focusing on community service and community involvement. And I think I've gotten the opportunity to participate in a lot of unusual and fun things, really, like the craft and tea party or other parts of the community that, as a young person, it's really great to get involved in. So,
right, because, you know, to the novice or the unenlightened out there, we would see someone say, I'm a National Honor Society person, and they would think, well, that's just the person with the good grades. And that's just, you know, the grade point average designation. You put it on your application to college and your go. But what I'm hearing, it goes much farther beyond that.
Certainly. I think it's much more than grades. I think a lot of how the selection process goes has to do with your personal qualities. The four pillars are scholarship, one, but also leadership, service, and character. So those are all very important, and I think it goes into creating a group of people that are very well-rounded and very smart, certainly, but a really nice group of kids. So.
Right. Well, that leads to it. It gives you an opportunity to meet together with other bright kids in the high school and socialize a little bit together. What, did you have a pizza party at the end of the year for the National Honor Society, do you?
Yeah, it all pays
it's
off
all
right
there. And you do get to put it on your resume or your application for college that you are on the National Honor Society. Any announcements in that area, Emma, as far as looking hard for a college these days?
Personally, I didn't apply anywhere early decision, so I've committed myself to two torturous months of just waiting. So,
Emma, I know you're a busy gal as a senior at Sitka High School. You also have I know you're a representative on the student government. How often does that meet?
That is a weekly meeting. We meet on Monday nights at 7:15. And that's open to anyone who would like to present a idea or concerns to the student council. They are welcome to come and speak. And that usually goes until about 8:30.
Who are the ASB officers this year?
Owen Fulton is the president, and Debbie Yearwood, Xavier Lysons, and Anne-Marie Pike and Lucky Ray Miguel are the publicity managers. They're lots of fun to listen to on the radio or the intercom every morning.
Well, you know who I forgot to ask was, who's the supervisor of the National Honor Society?
Mr. Parsons.
Mr. Parsons.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Well, it's great that he can put in that time. And the supervisor of the student government?
This year it's Mr. Clark. In the past it had been Mr. Wayne. And Mr. Clark this is his first year teaching freshman block, and he is just great to have around, and I'm so happy he's part of the student council as well. Really enjoy him.
Well, I'd like to thank Emma Brule for coming in this morning and giving us a little insight into some of the activities at Sitka High School. So this has been Brian Hansen for KCAW, bringing you a weekly look at high school sports and activities. So until next time, keep the body and mind active and support high school sports and activities.